Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Levracha.
Bava Basra Dav Zayin. We'll begin on Dav Vav Amid Beis, and we'll discuss some points that we didn't get to in the previous shiur. The Gemara over there brings a memory from Amnachman Omar Shmuel, Gag HaSomach L'chotzer Chaveiro Yoysa L'Yimaika Gavoya Daon Amis. The din is that the Baal HaGag has to make a makeh. The Baal HaChotzer does not have to build a wall because he's not being mazik the Baal HaGag with Hazikriya, but the other way around, that the Baal HaGag is being mazik the Baal HaChotzer, therefore the Baal HaGag has to build the wall. Ava ben Gag leGag loy, between two Gagois, then the din is there's no chiv of a wall, there is no Hazikriya. And that the Gemara says that Rav Nachman himself held, Eini Zokag leDaod Amos, Ava Zokag leMechitzas Asara, as the Gemara explains, for the purpose of Nitvas Olov Kaganif, they have to have a wall of 10 Tvachim between them, so that one of them will not be able to go into the other one and claim that my chefetz fell into your rishus and I came to get it. Once already there's a wall which is 10 tefachim high, he couldn't claim such a thing, therefore one of them will not go into the other one's rishus, so he should not look like a ganef. So the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara asks Akasha on this din of 10 tefachim, midin litvas olav kaganef. The Gemara asks from the Braisa, im hoisach atzeri lemalo migagol shechaveri ein niskokin loy. If one person's chotzer is above the other person's gag, the din is in his kokeng loy, which means to say the Baal HaChotzer is not mechuyv to build a wall, so that he's not masik the Baal HaGag with hezek re'iyah. And the Gemara understands this means to say he's not mechuyv to build any wall at all, and therefore the Gemara asks Akasha on Rav Nachman, the chayr according to Rav Nachman, he has to build a wall of 10 tvachim. And that the Gemara answers that when it says ein niskokin, it means ein niskokin l'daud amos, avon niskokin l'mechitzas asara. There are a few important points to be discussed over here. Firstly, this case of the Braisa, Chaseri Lamalo Migagol Shochaveri in Niskokin Loy. So, Baker, what the Braisa is coming to tell us is that the Baal HaChotzer is not Mechuyv to build a wall within Hezek Riyo. The Braisa does not say Mefurish. What about the Baal HaGag? Is he Mechuyv to build a wall of four Amos in order for him not to be Mazik the Baal HaChotzer? So, we find the Machlekes Rishonim over here about this. Rabbeinu Yonah says clearly that even though the Baal HaChotzer is potter from building a wall for the Baal HaGag, however the Baal HaGag is mechuyv to build the wall in order for him not to be mazik the Baal HaChotzer. And Rabbeinu Yonah is mevur that even if the case is that the Chotzer is more than four amos above the Gag, still there is a problem of Hezek Riyah. The Rosh says this as well in Siman Yodayin. They explain that even though one may think that since the Chotzer is more than four amos above the Gag, so the Gag cannot see into the Chotzer, still they explain, since if the Baal HaChotzer would stand on the edge of his Chotzer, then the Baal HaGag would be able to see him, so there is still considered to be a problem of Hezek Riyah. The Baal HaGag would be mechuyv to build a wall which extends four amos above the height of the Chotzer. This is the sheet of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, that the Braisa is only discussing that there's no chiv from the Baal HaChotzer to the Baal HaGag, but the other way around there is a chiv, the Baal HaGag does have to build a wall so that he's not mazik the Baal HaChotzer. Other Rishonim, however, the Rimagash and the Yad Rimah, they learn not like this. They say the Mashmois of the Braisa is that there is no Chiv at all, either direction. The Baal HaChotzer is potter from building a wall because there's no Hezek Riyah from the Chotzer to the Gag. The Baal HaGag is potter from building a wall since the case is talking about that the Chotzer is more than four amos above the Gag, therefore there is no Hezek Riyah, the Baal HaGag cannot see into the Chotzer. These Rishonim are not concerned about the case where the Baal HaChotzer is standing on the edge and the Baal HaGag can see him. That wouldn't be enough to be mechayev the Baal HaGag to build a wall. Now the Achronim point out that really this same machlokes is found between the two Baal HaTosfos over here in Dibur Maskel Shtei Chatzeros. This is referring to the next case of the Gemara where one chotzer is higher than the other chotzer. In that case, the din is in order to be mesalak the Hezek Riyah, the wall has to extend four amos above the level of the higher chotzer. And the Gemara is mevur that the Tachtoin he's mechayev to help to be mitzaref in paying for the cost of the wall up to the height of four amos above the higher chotzer. The machlokes in the Gemara is whether the Elyon is mechuyv to be mishtatif in the lower portion of the wall, from the level of the lower chotzer until the beginning of the higher chotzer. But the mashmois is that everyone's maskim that until the full height of four amos above the higher chotzer, even the tachton is mechuyv to be mishtatif. And Tosfos is bothered by this. L'chaira, once the wall reaches the height of four amos above the lower chotzer, so the Tachton can no longer see into the Elyon's Chotzer. Why should the Tachton have to be mechuyev to be mishtatif in the full height of the wall? He should only have to pay till the point that it reaches four amos above the Tachton. The rest of the wall, the Elyon should have to pay by himself because only he could see into the Tachton. And Tosfos brings two terutzim to answer this kasha. At first, Tosfos brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. The case is talking about that the Chotzer HaTachdoin is only lower than the Chotzer HaElyon by the place where they meet. Meaning at the border between the two Chatzeres, one is lower than the other one. However, the Chotzer HaTachdoin does have areas which are higher in elevation, and those areas are directly across, directly the same level as the Chotzer HaElyon. Therefore, if he's standing in one chelik of its Chotzer, he can see into the Chotzer HaElyon, unless there will be a wall of 4 amos from the ground of the Chotzer HaElyon. The second Teretz Tosfos brings B'Shem Neri, that is similar to the reason that we mentioned previously from the Ben Yonah and the Rosh, that since if the Elyon would be standing next to the edge of his Chotzer, the Tachton will be able to see him. That's enough to be Mechayev the Tachton to build the wall 4 amos above the Elyon, otherwise it's still an issue of Hezek Riyah. We see in Tosfos also that there are two dais between the Baliyah Tosfos, the Gavi Dis Nekuda, do we consider to be Hezek Riyah if the only way the bottom one can see the top one is when the top one is close to the edge of his chotzer. And the Chiddush Reb Nachum gives a possible explanation how to understand that these two tzadim. He says perhaps this is totally in the Nidain, which he discussed previously, how to understand the yisoid of Hezek Riyah. Is the pshat that Reuven, when he's using his chotzer, he knows that Shimon is looking at him, therefore Reuven is prevented from using it for certain types of Iftah Shmishin. That itself is the Hezek, that Reuven is not able to use the chotzer for everything he wants to use it for. Or is the pshat, not that there's Menias Tashmishim, rather Reuven will use his chatzar, and when Shimon is looking at him, that itself is considered a hezek. Reuven is uncomfortable when Shimon is watching him. And Reb Nachum explains, the machlokes rishonim, if the bottom one can see the top one only when he's standing at the edge of the chatzar, is that included in hezek riyah? Reb Nachum says, if the yisayit of hezek riyah is manias tashmishim, and he's prevented from using his chatzar for certain types of things, since he knows someone can see him, then in this case, this would not be included in hezek riyah. He can use his chatzar for whatever he wants to, he could do even dvarim shebetzino, as long as he doesn't stand at the edge of the chotzer. This would not be considered that he lost some of the usage of his chotzer. However, according to the other tzad, whatever Reuven may be doing in his chotzer, it's considered that he's getting a hezek if Shimon's watching him. Reuven is uncomfortable when Shimon is watching him, and perhaps even in this case, where the only hezek that Reuven has is when he's standing at the edge of the chotzer, that's the only time Shimon can see him, perhaps this would also be included in hezek re'iyah. Now, based on the way the Rimagash and the Yad Rima explain in the Gemara, the case of Chotzer Lamayel Migagoy Shal Chaveroi, the Chotzer is more than 4 amos above the Gag, therefore the Baal Gag is also Pater Midin Hezek Riyah. They are therefore compelled to say another Chiddush, and that is, since as the Gemara is Mavur, that according to Rav Nachman, there's a Chiv of a Kois Lasara, Mishum Nitvas Alov Kaganif, they explain that that Chiv would only be on the Baal Chotzer and not on the Baal Gag. The Baal Gag anyways would not be able to claim that something fell into your Chotzer, since the Chotzer is above the Gag. It would only be the other way around, that the Baal HaChotzer can possibly claim that something of mine fell into your gag. Therefore, the din of Nitvas Alav Kaganef is mechayiv only the Baal HaChotzer to build the wall of 10 Tvachim. The Baal Gag would not be mechayiv to be mishtatif in this chiyuv. However, according to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, who learned that regardless how much higher the Chotzer is from the gag, still the din is that the Baal Gag will have to build the wall of Daud Amis above the height of the Chotzer because of Hezek Riyah. They explain Ein Niskakin L'Daud Amos is only going on the Baal HaChotzer, not on the Baal HaGag. Therefore, their Mavur, they don't necessarily have to say the case of the Braisa is that the Chotzer is more than 4 Amos above the Gag. It could be even less than 4 Amos, and it could even be less than 10 Tvachim. And therefore, they explain that's what the Gemara means to ask, that in the case where it's only slightly above the Gag, in that case, they should have to build a wall of 10 Tvachim, Mishum Nitvas Olav Kaganev. In this case, the deal will be that they have to build it together. If, however, the Chotzer is 10 Tvachim higher than the Gag, then the Baal Chotzer is not mechuyev to be mishtatif in this wall at all. The Baal Gag will have to build a wall of 4 Amos entirely by himself. Now, there's an important point over here, and that is that according to the Yad Rima, the Rima Gashi comes out, that it's shaykh for this chiyuv of Mechitzas Asar to be chal only on one of the two of them, like in this case of the Chotzer above the Gag, where the Chotzer is more than 4 Amos above the Gag, the chiyuv would only be on the Baal Chotzer and not on the Baal HaGag. According to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, who explained the case over here, is that the Chotzer is only a few Tvachim above the Gag. Mashmoy says that if it's 10 Tvachim above the Gag, there is no Chiyuv of Mechitzas Asara, meaning the Baal Chotzer is also parted from this Chiyuv. Mashmoy says that they hold that practically, in this case, where the Chotzer is 10 Tvachim above the Gag, there is no side that the Baal Chotzer will go to the Baal Gag and claim that something fell into your Rishos. But the Maisa would come out that according to the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't have a right that there's such a concept of a chiv of Mechitzas Asar, which is only on one of them. We'll see more about this behemshich. Now the pashas of the maskana of the Gemara is, that since according to Reb Nachman, the din is between two gagois, You have to make a mechitzas asara because of nitvas olav kaganif. Therefore, the Gemara says the same will also apply by chatzeri lemal migagal shochaviroi. Even though, as the Brisa says, ein neskakan loy, he doesn't have to build a wall mishum hezekriya, but he does have a chiyuv to build a wall of asara mishum nitvas olav kaganif. And the kasha is the Rambam is mavur not like this. Rambam paskins in hilchos shchinim paragimel halacha zayin. When the Rama brings the din of the Braisa, he says clearly that there is no chiyuv b'chla from the elyon to the tachtoin, and the obvious kasha is, the Magen Mishnah asks this, the Rama is connected to the Gemara says clearly that according to Rav Nachman, that between two gagos you have to make a wall of asara, who then the Baal Chatzar in this case would have to make a wall of asara, and since the Rama himself paskins like Rav Nachman, over there in Paragimel Halacha Vav, he says, between two gagois, there is a chiv to make a wall of asara. If so, how could the Rambam in Halacha Zayin say, Eina Elbin Zokog Letachtoin Klal? This is the kash of the Magen Mishnah. So the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Chosh Mishpat Simen Kuf Samach, he addresses this kasha. He says the kasha is not only on the Rambam, it's also a kasha on the Rif. The Rif brings the Braisa Kitsurosai, even though he passes like Rav Nachman by Shtei Gagois, he still brings the Braisa without saying that the Baal Chatzar is mechuyev to build a mechitzas asara. And the Beis Yosef answers for the Rambam and the Rif, and he explains that they hold that since in this case the Baal Agag is mechuyev to build a wall up to its four amos, in order that he's not mazik the Baal Chatzar, in other words, he's going pashas al derech l'rishenim, the Russian Rabbeinu Yena, the Beis Yosef does not mean to say that in this case there is no wall at all. The Beis Yosef is just saying that the Baal Chatzar is not mechuyev to build a wall for Hezekriya, but the Baal Agag is mechuyev to build a wall. In this case, where the Baal Hagag is anyways building a wall of four amos in order to be misagd the Hezekriya, then in Memela we're not going to be mechayev the Baal Chatzar to be mishtatev in the tenth fachim of nitvas olav kaganif. Meaning, since anyways the Baal Hagag is going to be mechayev to build the wall for Hezekriya, and once that's built, there anyways won't be a problem of nitvas olav kaganif. Memela we're not going to be mechayev the Baal Chatzar, he's not even mechayev to be mishtatev in tenth fachim mishum nitvas olav kaganif. And Beis Yosef concludes that even though the Gemara does not say this, the Rambam and the Rif will hold, and really, the Gemara could have answered this. The Gemara is just saying that either way, you don't have a raya that the Baal Chatzar is not mechuyev to build the wall of Asara, because when the Braisa says ein neskakan lo, it means ein neskakan lo da'ur amos. But the truth is, the Rif and the Rambam hold the real terrors of this kash is that in this case, the Baal Chatzar will be potter from building a wall of nitvas olav kaganif, since the Baal Gag is building the wall of Hezekriya. So, Maisa, we have a fundamental machlokes rishonim over here. The way the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah learned the Gemara, when the Braisa says ein neskakan lo, it just means the Baal Chatzar is not mechuyev to build a wall of da'ur amos, but the Baal Agag is, and still they explain, even though the Baal Agag is building a wall of four amos, still the din is that the Baal Chatzar is mechuyev to be mishtatef in 10 tefachim, which the Rosh explains, this means 10 tefachim from the Gag. So if, for example, the Rosh says, the Chatzar is 6 tefachim higher than the Gag, so they have to build the first 4 tefachim above the height of the Chatzar, that 4 tefachim is necessary for nitzvos olav kaganif, and in those 4 tefachim, the Baal Chatzar is mechuyev to be mishtatif. The rest of the wall, until da'ur amos, above the height of the Chatzar, that chiv is totally on the Baal Hagag, mishum hezegriya, on that the Baal Chatzar does not have to be mishtatif. The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah are mavur, the passage is that they hold this is the halacha as well, not like the Rambam and the Rif, that even though the Baal Hagag anyways is mechuyev to build a wall of four amos mishum hezegriya, we don't see that patterns the Baal Chatzar from building his 10 tefachim of nitzvos olav kaganif, rather on the chelik which is necessary to reach 10 tefachim, that the Baal Chatzar is mechuyev to be mishtatif, the rest of it the Baal Agag builds himself. What exactly is the machlokes over here that the Russian Rabbeinu Yonah held that we don't say just because the Baal Agag is mechuyev to build the wall of Hezekriya that patterns the Baal Chatzar? The Rambam and the Rif paskin that in the case where there's someone who has to build the wall of Hezekriya, then we're not going to mechayev the other person to be mishtatef in 10 tefachim worth because of nitvos olav kaganif. So to explain this machlokes, we have to first understand what exactly is the yisayit hachiv of the wall of asar tefachim mishum nitvos olav kaganif. A number of rachayim discussed this in the Evan Ozel, Perek Beis El Cheshchenim Halacha Tazayin, in the Chedush Yerubin in Simen Aleph, in the Mishnah Sevarin. They all discuss what exactly is the yisayit hachiv. This is very much related to that which we discussed in the beginning of the Masechta, how to understand the chiyuv kaisel of da'ur amos mishum hezegriya. We had over there different studim. One side was that it's midin harchokas nazikim. Hezekriya is a type of hezek which Reuven is being mazik Shimon, and that's mechayev Reuven to build the wall so that he's not able to look into Shimon's chotzer. And the opposite as well, Shimon's mechayev mishtatav so he does not look into Reuven's chotzer. Rabbi Zalman had a different side that it's a derech ledin of Beis Shar. Beis Shar means that if there's a common need for all the people in the chotzer, they can force each other to be mishtatif, and one person cannot say that for me it's not considered a benefit, as long as it's something which is accepted to be considered a need, that's enough for them to force each other to be mishtatif. Here as far as the din of mechitza asara, mishum nitzvos olav kaganif, the achrayim discuss what exactly is the yisayid hachiyuv. On one hand, we could say that it's midin archokas nezikin. Reuven is concerned that Shimon is going to come and steal something from him, even though Shimon never stole and he never plans on stealing. Just the fact that Reuven is uncomfortable and he's afraid that Shimon is going to come, that perhaps is considered a hezek, and Reuven could be mechayev Shimon to be mishtatif in building this wall of asara. On the other hand, achrayim say this would be a chiddush to say that this is called a hezek. Therefore, they suggest that here also, perhaps the pshat is al derech l'din of Beis Shar. It's considered a common need. In other words, it's not the pshat that Reuven has a tefillah on Shimon, that I'm afraid you're going to steal from me, and therefore I'm uncomfortable to leave my possessions in my chotzer, and therefore for that reason Shimon would be considered a mazik and mechuyev to be mishtatif in this wall. Rather, the pshat is that Reuven has a need, since he has a concern that Shimon is going to steal from him. It's Reuven's benefit to have a wall to protect his possessions. However, Reuven can be mechayev Shimon to be mishtatif in this, because you can tell Shimon that it's a need for you also. You're also concerned about leaving your possessions and your reshus. You're afraid that I'm going to steal from you. Since it's a common need, they can force each other to be mishtatif midin beis shar. Now, first thing we'll mention, that the whole tzad to say that this is midin beis shar, that would only be if we're saying that both of them are mechayev to be mishtatif and build this wall of asara together. However, for one of them to be mechayev the other one, for Reuven to be mechayev Shimon to build this wall of asara, if Reuven himself is not being mishtatif, that akarchach cannot be midin beis shar. This takes us to that which we mentioned previously from the Rimagash and the Yad Ramah, the way they learn the case of the Braisa, chatzeri lamala migagal shol chaveroi, that the chatzer is more than 4 amos above the gag, and therefore neither one is mechayev to build the wall mishum hezek riya. That's how they understand the pashas of the Braisa. The Baal Gag is also not mechayev to build a wall of 4 amos mishum hezek riya. And they explain that according to that, who is mechayev to build the wall of 10 tvachim mishum nitzvos olav kaganif? Only the Baal HaChotzer, not the Baal HaGag. Once already there's 10 Tvachim between the height of the Gag and the height of the Chotzer, there's no sad that the Baal HaGag will go into the Chotzer and claim that something fell into the Chotzer. It's only the other way around. The Baal HaChotzer can claim that something fell from his Chotzer to the Gag, and therefore they say that the Chiv of Mechitzas Asar is only on the Baal HaChotzer, not on the Baal HaGag. This Lechar would be a clear Raya that these Rishonim are learning that the Chiv of Mechitzas Asar is not Midin Beis Shar. If it would be Midin Beis Shar, as we said, it would only make sense that if one of them wants to build this wall of Asara, he could be mechayev the other one to be mishtatif with him, he could claim that this is your need as well. But to be mechayev the other person to build it himself, and not be mishtatif along with him, that's pasha that it could not work within Beis Shar. These Yishayim L'chayim would have to learn like the other side, that it's a chiv of Archokas Nezikin. If it's within Archokas Nezikin, then in this case, where the chotzer is l'malo mi'agag, and there's no side that the Baal HaGag will go into the chotzer, so the Baal HaChotzer has no tfiyah on the Baal HaGag to say that you have to be mishtatif in this wall, mishum nitvos olav kaganif, and therefore the Baal HaGag could be mechayev the Baal HaChotzer to build it on his own. Because only the Baal HaChotzer is being mazik the Baal HaGag is not being mazik the Baal HaChotzer. Akopam, to get back to the machlokes rishonim, we explained this machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and the Rif, connected the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah. The way the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam and the Rif, that once anyways the Baal HaGag is mechayev to build the wall of 4 amis mishum hezek riya, so then there is no tfi on the Baal HaChotzer to build a wall to be mishtatif in 10 tvachim, mishum nitvos olav kaganif, as opposed to the Russian Rabbein Yonah, the way they learn, even though the Baal HaGag is building wall mishum hezek riya, still the Baal HaChotzer is mechuyev to be mishtatif in 10 tvachim, because for those 10 tvachim he's mechuyev also midin nitvos olav kaganif. And the Chayim want to suggest that this machlokes Rishonim is actually totally in these two tzadim. What is the chiv of nitvos olav kaganif? Is it a chiv midin archokas nazikin, or is it a chiv al derech ladin of Beis Shar? The Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, they'll hold that the chiv is mishum harchokas nezikim. Therefore, in this case, the chotzer lemal migag shel chaveroi, so the chotzer has a hezek that he's doing to the gag. He's causing the Baal HaGag to be uncomfortable leaving his possessions out on his gag. And the Baal HaGag is also being mazik the chotzer with hezek ri'iya. Therefore, the din is that the first 10 tefachim which are necessary for both of them to stop the hezek, there they have to be mishtatif together. The rest of the wall, which the Baal HaGag is only being mazik the Baal HaChotzer, up until Daud Amos, that the Baal HaGag has to build by himself. This will be the pshat in the Rishonim, that even though the Baal HaGag has to build the wall for Amos, but since his chiv is also midin achokas nezikim, they're both being mazik each other, the only difference is how high the wall has to be built in order to stop this hezek. So for the Baal Chosra to stop being mazik the Baal Agag, it only has to be 10 Tvachim high. For the Baal Agag to stop being mazik the Baal Chosra, it has to be 4 Amos high. So the first 10 Tvachim they do together, the rest of it the Baal Agag does on his own. The Rambam and the Rif, however, will hold that the Yisoid of the Chiv of Mechitzas Hasara is not Midin Harchakas Nezikin, rather it's Midin Beis Shar. Therefore the Achrenim explain that the Chiv of Beis Shar is Mechayiv, that if there are a number of people living together and they all have a common need, they could be Mechayiv each other to be Mishtatif. Therefore we can understand that in this case, where the Baal Hagag is being Mazik the Baal Hachotzer, before we are down on the Dinam of Beis Shar, before we decide what is the common need between the two of them, so first we have to make sure that neither one is being mazik the other one. The Baal Agag first has to stop being mazik him. He has to build the wall of Da'al Ramas in order to stop the Hezek Riyo. And since once that wall is built anyhow, there no longer is a need for Nitva Salaf Kaganif, a wall of Mechita Sasara. Therefore, when Mechayev the Baal Agag to build the wall on his own, he cannot be Mechayev the Baal Chotzer to be Mishtatev even in the first 10 Tvachim. In other words, the Baal Agag cannot tell the Baal Chotzer, you also have a need over here to be protected with the wall of Asara, Mishum Nitva Salaf Kaganif, because first the Baal Agag has to take care of the hezek that he's doing to the Baal Chotzer. Only afterwards he would be able to come to the Baal Chotzer and tell the Baal Chotzer what are the common needs that we both have. In this case, once the hezek is taken care of, then there no longer is a need to build the wall of Asar Tzvachim Mishtom Nitvas Alav Kaganif. Now continue on, beginning at the bottom of Vav Amid Beis, the Gemara brings a Maisa, Hanu Beit Shreid Havidairi, Chad Havidair Eloi, Chad Havidair Tatoi, Itbar Tatoi. There were two people who lived, one on the top floor and one on the bottom floor. And the bottom floor began sinking into the ground. Therefore, the one who lived on the bottom floor, he wanted to rebuild the house. The one on the top, however, he was not interested in rebuilding because he was living just fine. And the Gemara goes through the whole back and forth. The one who was living on the bottom was willing to rebuild the whole thing himself. Yet still the one on top says, I have nowhere else to live. Even after the one on the bottom said, I'll rent you a house to live in the meantime, he said, it's a tercha for me to move. And the ending Gemara comes out, Amar Rav Chama Bedino Kama Akiv, the one who's on the top, he's correct, he doesn't have to give up anything in order for the bottom one to rebuild the house. However, the Gemara says, V'hani mili d'loi moti k'shur l'mati me'asara, ava moti k'shur l'mati me'asara moti amalei, l'mati miyud rishusa didehu v'loi mishabed loch. Now, we'll discuss a few points on this Gemara. Firstly, there's an interesting machlaikis, Rishainim, what exactly was the case over here? What happened to the bottom dira? The Lashon of Rashi is Nitbu Haksalam Hatachtoinim Ba'aretz Ad Sheshofla Tikras Ha'aliyah Ve'ein Hatachtoin Yochel Likonis B'toicho Elam Kein Tzoiche. The case is that the walls began sinking into the ground, and therefore the ceiling of the lower apartment was very low. The one who lived downstairs, he had to bend down to get into his apartment. Rabbeinu Gershon over here on the Amud, he says similar to Rashi, Shenoflu K'tas Mikoisli Hatachtoin Part of the wall of the tachting collapsed, and therefore the ceiling was lowered, and again, the one who was on the tachting has to bend down to get into his house. This is a similar concept to the way Rashi learns. Perhaps according to Rabbeinu Gershon, the Lashon of Itbar, which is mashmal that something broke, that Lashon would fit better according to Rabbeinu Gershon, as opposed to the sheet of Rashi where the walls sunk into the ground, the Lashon of Itbar would not seem to fit so well. But Al-Kapana, both of them are learning that the whole building was lowered, and therefore the ceiling of the bottom apartment was close to the ground, and you had to bend down in order to get into the bottom floor. The Rambam, however, has a different shot over here. The Rambam is in Perek Dalet Hilchos Shechinim Halacha Vav, and he says, "Nidaldalu kairis habayis v'yardu la'avir habayis," meaning the ceiling beams of the house, which was also the floor of the Elyon, those beams were nidaldalu, which means they got dislodged and they were hanging down. And that the Rambam says, as the Gemara concludes, "Imigiu l'toich asar tefachim seiser ubeine." If these beams, which were hanging down, they hung below 10 tefachim, then they have to knock down the building and rebuild it. If they're not hanging down within 10 tefachim, the Baal Aliyah could be ma'akev and say that I don't want to rebuild the house, even if the bottom one is willing to build the whole thing on his own. The Baal Aliyah could say I have nowhere to go, as the Gemara is mevur. Rambam doesn't say that the case is that the whole building sunk down, like Rashi says that it sunk into the ground, or like Rabbeinu Gershon says that part of the walls of the lower house were broken. Rather, the Rambam says that some of the kairis, some of the beams were hanging down, and therefore the ones living downstairs, they had to bend down when they walked into their house. Now, in this halach in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chay Shemishpat, Simen Kuf Samach Dalid, Sif Beis, the Esrim Lechaber brings their sugyo. So the Sma, the Be'er Agra, and the Be'er HaGoyla, all of them explain what exactly is this machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. They say like this, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings like the Lashon of the Rambam, the Dal de Lu Kares Habayis V'yardu La'aver Habayis, and the Rambam on this halacha, he argues on the case, and Haggad says, Loi Nidal de Lu Akares, the case is not talking about that the Kares were broken and were hanging down, Elo Hushbulu HaTikro, Machmas Shenichnesu Kais Habayis Ba'aretz, V'yigia Ad Pachos Me'asara. Rambam says, the case is not like the way the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam bring it, that the Kares were hanging down, rather the way Rashi learns that the whole building sunk into the ground, and therefore the ceiling of the lower floor was below 10 tefachim. The Rambam is clearly coming to argue on the Shulchan Aruch, what exactly is this machlokes? So the Nisei Kelim explain, this is telling another machlokes, what happens every time there's a bais and aliyah and the kares break, whose responsibility is it to pay for fixing these kares? The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Daud, Hilchos Shchein Malocha Aleph, he discusses about a bais and aliyah, whose responsibility is it to fix it if different parts break? And the Rambam is mavur that as far as the tikra of the bayis, which is also the floor of the aliyah, that's the responsibility of the Baal HaBayis. Meaning, we don't say that the aliyah is mechuyev to fix it because it's his floor, rather the bayis is mechuyev to fix it because it's his ceiling. This halacha is also brought in the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Kuf Samach Dalid, and there the Mechaber writes, HaBayis v'aliyah shoshnayim, kol kilkul sheye'ara b'ksalim min ha'tikra ulemato. If something happens where the walls got ruined, so if it's from the tikra and downward, then it's the Baal HaBayis is mechuyev to fix it. Chayv Baal HaBayis l'saknoy. Im ene reitz l'saknoy Baal HaAliyah koyfeyu. Umin ha'tikra ulemalo, yitaknenu Baal HaAliyah im yirtze. If the walls break from the tikra upwards, then reitz the responsibility of the Baal HaAliyah. And then the Mechaber continues and he says, v'atikra ba'atzma hi al Baal HaBayis. If the tikra itself breaks, that's the responsibility of the Baal HaBayis. This is like the sheet of the Rambam. On this halacha, the Rambam argues that as well, and he says, "V'yesh imrim the ain baal bayis chayv l'sakin hatikra, elo baal haliyah tzarich l'saknoy v'chein nirli lodun." The Rambam says he holds like the second shita that the one who has to fix the tikra is not the baal habayis, rather the baal haliyah. Now the Torah in Siman Kuf Samach Daled, he brings this as a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam is the one who holds that the achrayis to fix the tikra is on the baal habayis. Mashenkin Rashi, he's the one that holds the achrayis to fix the tikra is the Baal HaAliyah. And the Nisei Kelim explained that it's obvious that this machlokes had to learn Ersugya between the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns the cases that the walls sunk into the ground. The Rambam learns that the tikra, the beams, broke and are hanging down into the tachtoin. Obviously this is telling the other machlokes, whose achrayis is it to fix this tikra? According to the sheet of Rashi, the achrayis is on the Baal HaAliyah. Rashi cannot possibly learn that the case over here is that the beams broke and are hanging down, because according to Rashi, it's the achrayis of the Baal HaAliyah to fix it, so he cannot claim over here that I'm living just fine, it's your problem. The achrayis to fix these beams is on the Baal HaAliyah. Hashenki in the Rambam, he learned that the din is that the achrayis to fix the beams is on the Baal HaBayis, the Tachtoin. Therefore the Rambam learns that this case over here is that the Tikra broke and is hanging down to the Tachtoin. It's the achrayis of the Tachtoin to rebuild the house or fix the beams. And that's the whole shock of Atayin Agamar, whether he could force the Baal HaAliyah to move out while he rebuilds the house. This is clearly the Kavana of the Rambam as well, why he argues in Siv Beis on the Mechaber, and he says the case is not that it's Nedad Lu Akeres, rather that the walls are sunk into the ground. This is because the Rambam paskins earlier in Siv Aleph, like the Shita of Rashi, that the achrayis to fix the beams is on the Baal HaAliyah, and not the Tachtoin, and therefore Akarch, the case over here is not that it was Nedad Lu Akeres, rather the house sunk into the ground. Now another point to discuss over here is the Arush Gemara says that if it's Matu Kshura Lamata Me'asara, Matzi Amarle Lamata Me'asara Rishusa Didihu, V'lo Mishabeloch. Once ready, the beams will go according to the sheet of Rashi that the house is sinking and the ceiling sunk below 10 Tvachim from the ground. Then already the Baal Tachton can say, the Yeruliyah is already coming down into my Rishus, it's coming down below 10 Tvachim, and therefore I'm no longer Meshubit to you. And the Baal Tachton can force the Baal HaAliyah to knock it down and rebuild. The Rush over here is Mavur that in this case, the Baal Tachton does not have to build it by himself, rather they build it together. And the Kasha over here is, and this Rabbi Chanan asks in the Kaibet Shiurim, in Ois Lamed Zayin. He says, what does the Gemara mean that only after the Aliyah descended within 10 Tvachim of the ground, that's when the Tachton can say that you're coming into my Rishus? The Chari, once it begins descending, even if it's way above 10 Tvachim, why don't we consider that it's descending into the Rishus of the Tachton? If originally he had a house which was 10 feet high, and now the Aliyah is descending within 10 feet, why don't we say that's also considered that he's coming down into the Rishus of the Tachtoin? This is the Kasha of Rebbe Chanan. However, it would seem that the Rishayim already touch upon this point. The Nebuk Yosef, when he brings the case of the Gemara, he brings it like Rashi, that it was Nitbu HaKoysalim V'yarda Diris HaElyoin Ba'avir HaTachtoin, and his lashon is, Afilu Hochi Le'imotzi Kayif Tachtoin LaElyoin SheYivne, even though the Diris HaElyoin came down and descended into the Rishus of the Tachtoin, still the Tachtoin cannot force the Elyoin to rebuild with him, Mishum Debayis La'aliyo SheBudi Mishabed, the Bayis is Mishabed to the Aliyah, calls Man SheYishar Sham Shir Diro, the Hainu Asara Tvachim. He explains that the Tachtan is Meshubba to the Elyon. In other words, it's the responsibility of the one who's living downstairs to hold up the ceiling, to hold up the upper Dira. Therefore, when the Elyon begins to descend, it's the Achrayis of the Tachtan. He's not doing his job properly, his walls are not holding up the Elyon. It's not the Elyon's problem that his Dira is descending into the Tachtan. However, the Mukesu says that's only as long as there's still a sheer Dira. There's still 10 tvachim to the tachtin. Once already the beams of the ceiling descended below 10 tvachim, the tachtin does not have any rishus anymore, then when he's no longer meshubit to hold up the elyon, now he can force the elyon to rebuild with him. And the chayr, what the Nebuk Yosef means to say is, as we explained, that it's the shibud, it's the achrayis of the tachtin, he has to provide walls to hold up the elyon. If the elyon's deer begins to descend, it's not the problem of the elyon's, it's the problem of the tachtin's. However, this shibud that he has is only kolzman that he himself has a makim to live. Meaning his chiyuv to the elyon is dependent on he himself still having a makim dira. Once it's below 10 tfachim, it's not considered a makim, he doesn't have a dira anymore. Once he himself doesn't have a dira, he no longer has a shibud to still hold up the elyon. In other words, he's not mechiyuv to hold up the elyon without having a makim dira for himself. Therefore, only after it descends below 10 tfachim, now it's considered that he doesn't have any makim bechlal. Then when his shibud is poka, he no longer has his shibud to hold up the elyon. This is the lashon of Rabbi Yoina over here in our sugya as well. He says, "Even though the upper dira is descending to the bottom dira, bayis the aliyah shibud mishubid. The bayis is mishubid to hold up the aliyah. Calls man shenishar sham shir dira the haino yutvachim. The shibud is dependent on that which the tachtin still has a shir dira, which is 10 tvachim." Once he himself no longer has a dira, then this shibud to hold up the elyon is no longer existent. This is how these Rishonim will learn the Shak Levitai over here. After the elyon said, "I don't have any place to go," even though the tachtin said, "I'll rent you a place," he said, "I don't want to be matriach." The tachtin then says, "Like komisterli, l'maisa, I'm not able to live," and the elyon answers him back, "Sheifa kreisach v'oil v'sheifa kreisach upoik." He means to say, you do still have a makam to live. In other words, the vikuach is it still considered a makam dira? Or the tachtin has to bend down to get into his apartment. If it still is considered a makam dira, then his chiv achrayis to the elyon still exists. And that's what Rav Chama paskin lemaisa bedina kama akiv, that unless the elyon went down below 10 tvachim, it still is considered a makam dira for the tachtin. As long as he himself still has a dira, therefore his shibud remains, he's mechuyav to hold up the elyon. Now another important point which is discussed in the Rishonim as well is, mashmais of this gemara is, that if not for the elyon coming with the taina, why he doesn't want to move out, he doesn't want to be matriach, otherwise the din would be that he does have to move out and he has to allow the tachtin to rebuild it so that the tachtin can have a normal house for himself. Only since the elyon does have some reason why he doesn't want to move out, it's too much of a tircha, that's why he's not mechuyev to allow the tachtin to rebuild. And in the hemshach of the Gemara as well, the next case, Ahu gavar davibani ashisa achayri kavri dechavri, where one person was building a wall in front of the windows of his friend. And the Gemara says that the one who built the wall was coming with all types of eitzes, how he could give him other windows, he could rebuild his whole house. And the owner of the windows, he rejected all of these eitzes. For each reason, he had an excuse why it's not good. Even though the one who was building the wall offered him to rebuild his whole house and to give him a different place to live meanwhile, still he says, "I don't want the tircha to have to move out and then move back." And the Gemara says, even in a case where it wasn't even a place that he was living, it was a place which was used as storage for his wood, still a din is that he could complain and say, "I don't want the tircha of moving my things out and then bringing them back." Here again, the mashmaos is that only since he had an excuse, otherwise he would have been mechuyev to allow his house to be knocked down and eventually rebuilt, in order that the other person, his neighbor, could build the wall that he's trying to build. Again, here the Rishonim are medayik, the Yad Ramah says mefurish like this in the Meiri, that the mashmaos is that without the excuses, he would be mechuyev to give up his house and allow it to be rebuilt. And they explain the pshat in this din is because kaifin al midas sedayim. If there's nothing that he's actually losing, then it'll be midas sedayim to prevent the other person from doing what he's trying to do. Both in the case of the bayis v'aliyah, where the aliyah is descending into the bayis, If the Baal Aliyah would not have a good reason, he would be mechuyev to allow the Baal Tachlin to rebuild the house in order for the Baal Tachlin to benefit. And the second case as well, the owner of the building with the windows, if he has no good reason to reject the proposal of the one who's trying to build the wall, he would be mechuyev to allow the one who's trying to build the wall to knock down his house and rebuild it and put the windows higher up because of Kaifin Almidas Sidaim. The Rambam says like this as well in Hilchos Shechina Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. On the second case of the Gemara, he goes through all of the tainas of the one who's trying to build the wall, either that I'll make your windows higher up, or I'll rebuild your whole house and make the windows in different places. In all these cases, the Rambam says the din is the one who had the house with the windows, he does not have to be maskim. Even if the one who's building the wall offers him that I'll knock down your whole house and I'll give you a different place to live and then I'll rebuild your house, still the din is he doesn't have to be matriach. He could claim that it's a tircha for me to move out and then come back. And the Rambam then continues and he says, Lefikach im loya yisham teriach klal. The mashmais of the Gemara is that if there was no tircha b'klal, ve'ein etzarech lefanois, he wouldn't have to move out. Then the din will be, ein a yochal la'akiv alov, ve'kaifin oisei shiyeh chaveri soisim chaloin ze shalamato, ve'oisei lechaloin lemala. If it wouldn't require any tircha, we would force the owner of this house to give up the windows which are lower down and allow the Baal HaKoysel to make him windows higher up. And the Ram continues, Shazu Midas Sidoimi. This will be the Nichla on the din of Kaifin al Midas Sidoim. And he concludes, V'chein kol dover shazen nehenaboy ve'ein chaveri mafsid v'loi chosar klum Kaifin alov. This is the din of Kaifin al Midas Sidoim. Now if we take a look in the Ritva, however, the Ritva is mavur not like this. The Ritva quotes the Yad Ramah, who, as we said, he holds that if there's no terchin involved, then Kaifin al Midas Sidoim. For example, the Yad Ramah says that if this building, which has the windows, is not being used at all, he's not living there and he's also not using it for storage, then he would have to be maskim to allow the one who wants to build the wall to knock down this building and rebuild it later on. Since in this case there's no terech involved, we would say Kaifin Almidas Sidaim. However, then the Ritva continues and he says, Ein Zed Das Mayri. The Ritva's Rebbe did not agree with this and he explains that when Rav Chama said, Bedin Komerlei, Rav Chama was dining on their tainas, the whole back and forth, and Rav Chama says that there is a good taina, both in the first case of the Gemara, the Baal Aliyah has a good taina, and in the second case, the owner of the windows has a good taina. However, he continues, the truth is that even without this, even if he would not have a good taina, still the din would be that he's not mechuyev to have his house knocked down in order for the other person to gain. The lashon that the Dvar brings is, Yochal Meimer Eini Roitze Lister V'Livnois Beisi. He could simply say, I'm not interested to have my house knocked down, even if you're going to rebuild me a new house. And we have to understand what exactly is the machlokes over here between the other Rishonim, the Yad Ramah and the Rambam. They hold that if there's no good reason, we would say Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sadaim. And the Mayri of the Ritva, he held not like that. He held a person is not machlokes to have his house knocked down and rebuilt, even if he doesn't have any good excuse. What is the machlokes? So the truth is, that which the Rishonim applied the Svar of Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sadaim over here, this is a Chiddush. Kipshute, we find the concept of Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sadaim, where one person was nene for something of his friend, and it was loy chaser. It's after the fact already. Reuven already was nene from Shimon. Now the question is, if Shimon could be teveya from Reuven, and that we say, Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sidaim, Zen Hanev Zalei Chaser is potter, Shimon should not be teveya from Reuven. However, before the fact, if, for example, Reuven wants to go ahead and live in the chaser of Shimon, Shimon is allowed to be meinea him. Tosis discusses this later on in the Perek, and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Dibur Maschol Kegoyin, Tosis over there says, Hatu Kaifin Almidas Sedoim, Bezen Hene Vezelei Chosser, Hainem Beshikvar Dor Bechosser Chaveiroi, She'in Eimal Loi Schar. The din of Zen Hene Vezelei Chosser, which is based on Kaifin Almidas Sedoim, that's already if Reuven lived in the Chosser of Shimon, now Shimon cannot be Teveyahim. Aval Hopshita Sheyochal Limchis Boy, Shlo Yikonis Lodor Bebeisoi. That's Pasha that Shimon can prevent Reuven from coming into his house, and that we don't say Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim. Nachar, here as well, how could we suggest that Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim is Mechayev, a person to allow his house to be knocked down, even though it will eventually be rebuilt, and he doesn't really have a good reason to object? We don't say Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim over here to say that a person is Mechayev to give up something which he owns. Taisa says it's partial that Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim just tells us that a person cannot be Teveya from someone else, even though Meikra Din, he has a right to be Teveya Mamon from someone else. But Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim would tell him not to be Teveya, but he's not mechuyev to give up something which he owns. If so, what is the pshat that the Rishonim say over here, that Kaifin Oysa Almidas Sedoim will be mechayev him to allow his house to be knocked down and then rebuilt? This is the shita of the Ritva, He holds that Kofar Eisal Midas and Sadaim would not apply over here, but how we can understand the sheet of the Adirma and the Rambam. So Bashar Arieli Shlita in his Shirim, he explained that in both cases of the Gemara, it's not really accurate. We're not saying that Kofar Eisal Midas and Sadaim is Mechayif him to give up something which he owns. The pshat is, we'll start with the second case of the Gemara, in the case of one person wanted to build a wall, but it was blocking the windows of his friend. So Be'esem, if a person has windows, he has a schus, he has a tfiyah to stop the other person from building a wall and blocking his light. Here what we're saying is that Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim would be mechayiv him not to use his schus, not to be tveya the other person from stopping to build, since the truth is he really has no hefsid if the other person builds. The reason why he doesn't have a hefsid is because the other person, the one who's building the wall, is mukhan, he's ready to knock down the house with the windows and then rebuild it with the windows higher up. This is the reason why the owner of the house with the windows has no hefsid from the wall being built. But al-Gapanim, it's not the pshat that Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim tells him you have to allow your house to be knocked down and rebuilt. Rather, Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim is telling him that you shouldn't use your schus to be taveh the other person. Just like by Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim by Zen Hanav Zelei Choser, that's the pshat, you shouldn't be taveh money from the other person if he was nene from you. Here also we're telling him, don't use your schus to be taveh to force the other person to stop building his wall, since him building his wall is not really a hezek to you, since l'maisa you're not getting any loss, he's willing to knock down the house and rebuild it. In the first case of the Gemara as well, the case of the Elyon and the Tachtoin, there also, as we said, the Gemara is meduyik, that if the Elyon would not have any good reason why he doesn't want to move out, he'd be mechuyev to allow the Tachtoin to knock the building down and rebuild. The pshat is here also, it's not the pshat that we're telling him, Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim, you're mechuyev to allow your house to be knocked down. And the Be'esim, what's happening over here is, the Tachtoin, who's slowly losing his house, as the Elyon sinks down and takes away his airspace, he Be'etzem wants to knock down the Tachtoin. He wants to knock down his house in order that he should rebuild. However, obviously by knocking down the Tachtoin, the Tachtoin will also fall and the Elyon will be left with no house. However, Be'etzem, what's preventing the Tachtoin from knocking down his walls is because he's Meshubid, his walls are Meshubid to hold up the Elyon. And therefore what we're saying, what we're telling the Elyon is that Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim, if you don't have any good reason to not allow the Tachtoin to knock down and rebuild, then you're Mechuyiv to allow him to knock down his Tachtoin and not be tever this shibud that the Tachtoin is mechuyev to keep his walls there so that it holds up the Elyon. Enich Nami Dereshen Mar Maskim that Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim would not tell a person to give up something which he has to allow your house to be knocked down. But here that's not Be'esem what's happening. What's really happening is the Tachtoin is knocking down his own house. He's knocking down the walls of the Tachtoin. But Melech the Elyon also falls. And what's mechayev the Tachtoin to hold up the Elyon is this shibud. We tell the Elyon not to be tever this shibud. Since Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim, you're not going to have any loss over here. He's willing in the end to rebuild your whole house for you. This lechayr is the pshat in the sheet of the Rambam and the Yad Ramah. In both of these cases, we would say Kofar Eisal Midas Sadaim, unless the person has a good reason why he's not willing for his house to be knocked down. Now, continue on further down the Amud, the Gemara brings the case Hanu Beitrei Achi Depalgi Bahadi Adodi Chad Matya Asplido Vechad Matya Tarbitzo. One of them received a traklin yofa, as Rashi says, some sort of ballroom, and the other one received a garden in front of this traklin, and the one who received the tarbitza, the garden, he was building a wall in front of this aspalida. So the Baal aspalida says, Koma apelo salai, you're darkening it, you're taking away my light, and he answered back, Budidi kabanino, and if Chama paskin bedin kamarlei, he paskin like the Baal ha-tarbitza, that the owner of the garden was allowed to build this wall in front of the aspalida. As you'll see, there's a major machlekes rishonim over here between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi over here explains that Dibur Mascha b'denafshoy ano banino. Rashi says b'shali ani boine va'ata in lecha alai cheskas oira shal shalei shonim dehashtehu debalginu. Rashi says there's no cheskas oira of shalei shonim. There's no problem for the owner of the garden to block the light of the aspalido because he didn't have his windows of the aspalido for 3 years. Only after 3 years one gets a chazaka. Here, where they just divide, there was no chazaka. Therefore, the owner of the garden was allowed to block the windows. Rabbeinu Yonah brings over here al-Derech Rashi, and he's Mayrach Mor. He brings the Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there says, HaChalonis Bein Milmal, Bein Milmato, Bein Mikinegdon Arbo Amos. A person is not allowed to build within 4 Amos in front of a Chalon. In the beginning of the Pesach, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brought this Mishnah. The Gemara over there explains, Kadesh Shelo Yapil, the reason why you're not allowed to build in front of windows is that you shouldn't block the light. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that Akarach, that Mishnah is only if the Baal HaChalonis already had his Chalonis for 3 years. In other words, if he has Chalonis overlooking someone else's Chatzar, so the Baal HaChatzar has no right to block the windows, only if he had them ready for 3 years. And Rabbeinu Yonah adds, It's not enough just to have a chazaka for 3 years. You also have to have a taina. The din of cheskas gimel shanim, which we've spoken about in Perek Cheskas Sabbatim, if a person is on a piece of land for 3 years, that's a right that is his. The din is that he needs also a taina. He can't simply say that I was here for 3 years and no one said anything to me. That wouldn't make the karka his. He has to be claiming that I bought it or that I received it b'matano. And his right is that he's been here for 3 years and no one complained. Here as well, Rabbi Yonah says, if we're going to say that the din of chalonis is only after 3 years, before 3 years, the one who's rishus is in front of the chalonis, he's allowed to build and block the windows, then the Baal HaChalonis would also need a taina. He would have to say that you are makna to me, you gave me the right to keep my chalonis here, and you forfeited your schus to build and block the windows. Because whenever you need a cheskas gimel shanim, it's not enough on its own. Cheskas gimel shanim also always needs a taina. And Rabbi Yonah continues on and he says, the whole shakla of taina in the Gemara, where Ravina asked the kasha, he came to argue on Rav Chama, and he said, why is this different than a case of two achim who divided? One of them got a kerem and one got a stay lovan. The din is that the Baal Kerem gets 4 amis into the stay lovan. Sha'amanas kein chalku. Rabbi Yonah explains that he's also maskim that the chazaka of chalonis also is only after 3 years. The din that one person cannot block the other person's window is only if the ready is a chazaka of gimel shanim. The whole kasha of Ravina just is in this case of acham shechalku. We should assume that when they divided it was with the intention that the aspalido will be able to continue having its windows, that the other brother will not be able to ruin the aspalida by blocking the windows. This is a specific svar over here by Acham Shechalku. Rakapanim, everyone is masking that b'derech klal, the din of chalonis is only after cheskas gimel shanim. Now we should add, and this is an important point, that the Gemara Namid Beis brings Nahardolu Taimayu, Rav Chama fits with the sheet of Shmuel, who said, Ha'acham Shechalku ein lehem loy derech ze al ze, v'loy chalonis ze al ze, v'loy sulamis ze al ze. Shmuel holds that when Achim divide, they cannot say afterwards, Adaita Dahachi Palgi, did the Irnabe Kiheche the Daru Avahasan. Rather, we say that each one forfeits entirely all rights he had in the chalik which the other brother is getting. Therefore, for example, if there are 2 fields, one on the north and one in the south, even though the father passed through the south field to get to the north field, if one brother gets the north field and one gets the south field, the one who gets the north no longer has any schus to walk through the field in the south, even though the father originally used that field to get to the north field. And Shmuel's mevud, the same is also true as far as chalonis, which Rashi explains, this means to say that he cannot be ma'ar al stimas oirei. If one of them gets a house which has windows, and the other one gets the chatzar, the one who has the chatzar is allowed to build a wall right in front of the windows, the one who has the windows cannot be ma'ar. Now Tosfos over there on Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschil Ein Lehem Derech Ze Al Ze, he quotes the Gemara later on in the Masechta on Daf Samach Dalid. The Gemara over there explains that the pshat in the sheet of Shmuel is, he holds that Acham Shechalko are considered lekuchais. If Reuven and Shimon are brothers and they divide the Yerusha that they got from their father, the pshat is that Reuven is selling to Shimon the chelik that he had in the field that Shimon ends up with, and Shimon is selling to Reuven the chelik that he had in the field that Reuven ends up with. Therefore, since they're like lekuchais, the din is meicher ba'ayin yofehu meicher. When a person sells something, he sells it in the ideal way that the lekech should end up with the property with the best terms possible. Therefore, in this case, when Reuven and Shimon divided 2 fields, Reuven got the field in the north and Shimon the field in the south. So when Reuven is selling his chelek to Shimon in the field that Reuven had in the south field, he's selling it to him in a way that even the derech, which originally the father had used to get to the north field, that derech will also go to Shimon, and Reuven is forfeiting his rights to use that derech. Taisus Behemshech adds that even though lecher they're both lekuchais, Reuven is also buying off of Shimon the chelek that Shimon had in Reuven's field, and if so, maybe we should say the opposite. Shimon is selling to Reuven the field in a way that he also retains the derech, which is in the south field. Reuven will get that derech in order to reach his field in the north. Still, Taisa says we don't say that. Rather, each one we say meicher ba'ayin yofe v'leishir la'atzmei klum b'bechelik chaveri. The way it works over here, the meicher ba'ayin yofe will tell us that each one is selling entirely all his rights in the other person's chelik, and he doesn't retain anything for himself. So, in other words, the one who gets the field in the north will have it with all of the schusim. The one who gets the field in the south will have that field with all of the schusim that it entails. Neither one will have any rights in the other person's field. That's the way it works by chalonis as well. If Reuven gets a house with chalonis and Shimon gets a chatzar, so Reuven is giving to Shimon the entire rights of the chatzar. Therefore, Shimon has a right also to build in the chatzar, even if that blocks the windows of Reuven. Now, based on this lechair, we could have said that which the Gemara number Aleph is mevur b'das Rashi, that Rav Chama paskin b'din kamerlei, the one who got the aspalido, not stop the one who got the tarbitza from building and blocking the windows. You could have said that this is also based on that which Achen Shechoko are lekuchis and meicher b'ayin yofen meicher. The one who got the Aspaldido forfeits all of his rights in the Tarbitza. For that reason, the one who owns the Tarbitza can build and block the windows of the Aspaldido. And according to this, it would not be a raya that Bederech Klal, when there are two neighbors, one has a house with windows and one has a chaser, there also the din is that the Baal HaChaser can build and block the windows unless you have a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. Theoretically, this is what we could have said B'das Rashi in the Sugyo. However, Rashi himself clearly says not like this. Rashi on that Mishnah, Daf Chav Beis Omer Aleph, he also says that din of Chalonis is only when there's a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. In Rabbeinu Yonah as well, which we quoted, he learns the Sugyo over here, Derech Rashi, he also says clearly that din of Chalonis also is only after Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And according to this, we'll have to explain that which the Gemara says on Omer Beis, in them Chalonis Zeh Alzeh, that's not a din which is unique by Achim Shecholku. As always, the din is that by two Shechinim, one of them is allowed to block the other one's windows, unless there's a Cheskas Gimel Shanim. That which we need the Svar of Meicher Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher, it's Bedafka by Achim Shecholku, because there would have been a tzad to say, Adaita Dachi Pagi, the Derna Bekiyecha, the Dara Avahosan, that the assumption is that the one who has the windows can retain his windows, the same way the father had the windows, he also has that right, and that would force the other one not to build and block the windows. You have to come onto the Svarah of Meicher Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher only in order to negate the Svarah of Adaita Dachi Pagi, the Derna Bekiyecha, the Dara Avahosan. Now, Toysaf Yandibar Mascha Omar Lei, Vididi Kabanino, he argues on the Shita of Rashi. He says, Vetema Shahi Yachal La Pili Olov, Shalayahilai Betrakan Eira Klal. It's not Mistabar at all that we allowed the one who owned the Gina to build a wall and totally block the light of the Aspolida. And we'll mention that the Marshov here points out that even though, as we said, there's a specific Sfar by Achim Shacholku, that each one forfeits entirely all rights he had in the other Chelek, therefore the Chari could have said, to answer this kasha of Taisus, that maybe Enechnami, only in this case, by Acham Shechoku, that's where we say that one of them can build in front of the other person's windows and block the windows. And this Mashra says, Taisus held that since blocking someone's windows is considered something which is clearly a hezek, he's totally ruining the person's house if he doesn't have any windows. Therefore, here we would not say that Meicher Ba'ayin Yofa Meicher, and the owner of the Aspolida, sold all Schusim in the Tarbitza, including the right to block the windows of the Aspolida, as he would have said the other way around, that the owner of the Tarbitza was Meicher Ba'ayin Yofa, and he gave all rights to the Aspolida, including the rights to retain his windows. This is the kasha that Tosfos asks on Rashi. And because of this kasha, he asks another kasha as well from the Hemshech of the Gemara. And because of these two kashas, he argues on Rashi, and he brings two other Mahalchim, the Mahalch of Rabbeinu Tam and the Mahalch of the Ri. The Rabbeinu Tam over here learns that when we say that the Aspolida was blocked, it's not a pshat that the light was blocked, rather from the Aspolida one was able to see out past the Tarbitza, past the Gina, and is able to watch his Sodais, and now he's claiming that you blocked my view, I'm no longer able to watch my Sodais. So the question is not about light, rather the question is about the view. Even though the Lashon Koma Apelos Alai is mashma that the light is blocked, Rabbeinu Tam is madcha that my Apelos doesn't mean that the light is blocked, it just means that I'm not able to see out to watch my Sodais. Rabbeinu Tam continues and he says, the Gemara Amar Biz as well, when it says, Acham Shecholku Einahem Chalonis Zeh Al Zeh, there also does not mean to say that if one of them gets a house with Chalonis and the other one gets a Chotzer, and the one who got the Chotzer could build a wall and block the Chalonis, there also what means to say, he can block the view, but he cannot block the light. Further on in Taisus brings the Ri, who doesn't like the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, that what was being blocked was only the view and not the light. The Ri learns differently. He says, an Aspolida is an Achsadro, which is intended to have a lot of light, one side is totally open, and over here the wall was blocking partially the light, Enechami wasn't dark, therefore it's not a steer to the Mishnah later on, which says that you have to be Marchik Daud Amos from a Chalain. There what the Mishnah means to say is that you can't make the Chalain totally dark, you can't block all of the light, but over here he wasn't blocking all of the light, he was only blocking it partially, it was no longer a proper Aspolida, which is like an Achsadra, but still to block light totally, that would be usher to do, as the Mishnah says, that you have to be marchik from the Chaloines. Now, in the Kibbutz Yom of here, Rabbi Chanan explains what are the Yisrael Machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri in Tosfos. Rashi also that Chaloines need Cheskas Gimel Shanim, which, as we explained, means that there's a Taina as well. He had to have received somehow the Schus that his neighbor, the one who owns the Chotzer next to the Chaloin, he's not going to build a wall to block the Chaloin. Otherwise, there's no din that you're not allowed to block the light of the Chaloin. Tosfos, however, holds that you don't need Cheskas Gimel Shanim over here. Rabbi Chanan explains the Pshat in Tosfos is that since a house without air coming through the Chaloin is not possible to live in, this is considered a mazik. By blocking someone else's window, you're being mazikim, and therefore you don't have to come onto a cheskas tashmishim. We don't consider that the Chaloin is being mishtamish, and that he has to receive a schus that no one will block his windows. The opposite, you're not allowed to block his windows because that's considered that you're being mazikim. And Rabbi Chanan continues and he says, what is the Pshat in Rashi V'chanan, this is correct. How could you block someone's window? That should be considered a hezek. V'chanan explains this Rashi based on a Rashba which he quotes in the beginning of Paragla Yachbar. The Rashba over there says that if one has a window which light comes through, we don't consider it that the owner of the window owns this light, since this light is coming through someone else's chutzner. In this case, where the house is adjacent to someone else's chutzner, and the Baal chutzner wants to build a wall in front of the light, we don't say that he's taking away someone's light. The Baal chutzner does not own this light, and therefore the one who wants to build the wall and block the light, he's not considered to be a mazik. This is how Rabbi Chanan explains Bedas Rashi over here in the sugya. This is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi holds that in order for one to have a schus that someone should not block his chaloin, this is a schus that he has in the other person's rishus. He has to either buy that or receive that b'matano. If he has a cheskas gimoshanim with a taina, then we'll prevent the Baal Chatzar from building a wall in front of the window. Mashaik in the sheet of Tosis is that building a wall and blocking someone's window, that's considered to be a mazik. You're taking something which is owned by someone else. Now continue on, we'll mention another important machlekes rishonim on the Gemara Amud Beis. The member of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, the Acham Shechalku Ein Lehem Loi Derech Zeh Alzeh V'Loi Chalonis Zeh Alzeh. On this din of Loi Chalonis Zeh Alzeh, Rashi explains, as we mentioned, that La'arer Al Stimas Eiroi, that the one who got the house with the windows has no schus to ask the one who got the chutzner to not to build a wall in front of the windows. As we explained, the Pshat is Meicher Bayin Yofen Meicher, the one who got the chutzner, he received all schusim in the chutzner, even to build a wall in front of the windows. Now, a number of Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ran, the Muki Yosef, the Medayik, and Rashi, that this din of Loi Chalonis Zeh Al Zeh means Bedafka, that the one who got the Chatzar can build and block the windows. However, it does not mean that the Baal Chatzar, if he hasn't yet built, he can stop the Baal Chalonis from looking from Hezek Riyah and force him to close up his windows. Rashi doesn't say Loi Chalonis Zeh Al Zeh means that the Baal Chalonis has to close up his windows. All Rashi says is that the Baal Chatzar can build in front of the windows. The Rosh brings like this b'shem the Ravid as well, and the way the Rishonim explained the pshat in this din is shleichilku amanas l'salik misham klum. When they made the chalukah, the one who got the house with the windows, he received all rights in this house. He doesn't have to be misalik anything. He doesn't have to make any changes in the chalik which he received, including that he does not have to block the windows. And there's no tefiyah the Baal Chatzar cannot be tevei a hezek riyah. The Rosh, however, argues on this. After he brings the Ravid, he says this is not true. Once we're saying einam chalenis zeh al zeh means that the Baal HaChatzar can build in front of the windows and block them, so once the Baal HaChatzar has no schus to retain his windows, then already he himself has to close them up because there's a tefiyah of Hezek Riyah. The din always is that two Shechinim, one cannot have windows open to the other person's Chatzar, that's Hezek Riyah. Here as well, the Baal HaChatzar will have to close his windows so that he's not mazik the Baal HaChatzar with Hezek Riyah. Now we mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, this sheet of the Ravid and the other Shechinim, that the Baal HaChatzar is not mechuyif to close up his window because the Chilko Manas L'Salik Misham Klum. We mentioned that Rabbi Zalman brings a raya from this to his Yisoid, and the Chiyuv Kaisel in the Mishnah and the Daf Beis, that which one can be tevei the other one to be mishtatif and build the wall together in order to be misalak the Hezek Riyah, it's not midin harchokas nezikin. Because Rabbi Zalman explains the same way by Acham Shechoku we say, Lechoku amras lesalik misham klum, it was aldas that each person has full rights in retaining his chelik the way it is without making any changes to it, so too by Shutfim Shechoku, which is the Mishnah and the Daf Beis, there also neither shutif is mechuyif to make any changes to the chelik which he got, and according to the shittos of the Rishonim, the Ravid, this includes that there's no tefiyah of Hezek Riyah, he's allowed to maintain his windows even though they overlook the chatzar of his friend, so too when they divide in a chatzar, there's no tefiyah of Hezek Riyah that each one cannot look into the other person's chatzar to be mechayiv him to build a wall, because the chilko menas l'salik misham klum. Based on this, Rabbi Zalman says, akarch the chiv of the kaisel and the Mishnah is not midin tefiyah of harchagas nezikin, rather it's a new din. It's the din of Beis Shar, since it's a common need, both of them need a wall to protect themselves, they can force each other to be mishtatef with this common need. Now, Kopam, to get back to our sugya, we have to understand what exactly is the yisoid of this machlokes rishonim, the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ravid, which we're saying that's the sheet of Rashi as well. According to Rashi and the Ravid, the one who got the chalenis does not have to be concerned about Hezek Riyah, he's not mechuyif to close up his windows. And the Rosh holds, once the Baal HaChalenis does not have a schus to stop the Baal HaChatzar from blocking his windows, and the Baal HaChalen also has no schus to be mazik the Baal HaChatzar with Hezek Riyah, and he himself has to close up his windows. A number of mahalachim which the Achrayim suggest in explaining this machlokes rishonim, for now we'll mention one mahalach which Rav Nachum brings. He says we could explain this machlokes based on the Chakira, which we mentioned previously in the Shir, how to understand exactly what is Hezek Riyah. When one neighbor could look into the other neighbor, therefore he's mechuyif to build a wall to stop the Hezek Riyah. Is the pshat that the Hezek is that Reuven is using his chatzar and Shem is looking at him, Reuven is uncomfortable when Shimon is looking at him, that itself is considered the hezek. Or is the pshat that since Shimon can look into Reuven's chatzer, therefore Reuven is going to refrain from doing certain types of tashmishin in his chatzer? That itself is the hezek, that Reuven is not able to use his chatzer for all the things that he wants to use it for. And Rachel wants to suggest this chakira is the hezber of the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ravid. The Ravid would hold that the yisoid of hezek riya is that which Reuven is prevented from doing certain types of tashmishim. Since he knows Shimon can look at him, he doesn't do certain types of dvarim shabitzino. Therefore, in this case, Reb Nachum explains, where one of them took a house with windows and the other one took the chotzer, since the one who got the house with the windows received his chelik aldas, he doesn't have to do any changes, he doesn't have to close up his windows. So the pshat is that the one who got the chotzer, he has his chotzer with certain limitations. Its intended use will be only things which do not bother him if someone's looking at him. He never got the chotzer mitchila aldas to use it for dvarim shabitzino, because he knows that someone else is going to be looking at him. In other words, therefore, Shimon cannot come afterwards with a tefiah that your windows are being mazik me, hezegriya. Shimon's chelik is only oimed for certain types of tashmishim. If, however, you learn like the other tzad, hezegriya is not that you're prevented from using your chaser for certain types of tashmishim, rather, hezek is the fact that when you are there, he's looking at you. If so, in this case, Shimon, who got the chaser, can come afterwards to Reuven and say that you have to close your windows because you're being mazik me with hezegriya. Since the nidin of hezek riya is not whether Reuven is taking away his shtamshus from Shimon, it's just that when Shimon is using his chotzer, Reuven is being mazik him by looking at him. So in this case as well, Reuven will have no heter to keep his windows. He's being mazik Shimon with hezek riya.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.